Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow who had an only son called Jack. Jack was not much help to his mother. He did not earn any money, and the two of them were very, very poor. Then, one day, their one cow finally became too old to give any more milk. It's no use, said Jack's mother. We'll just have to sell her. So Jack led the cow off towards the market, promising to get the best possible price for her. But the journey was long and boring, and Jack passed the time dreaming about what he would buy if he were rich. On his way, he met a funny little man with a big head and a tiny body who offered to buy the cow.
Give it to me, and I promise you'll be rich to the end of your days, he said, holding out a small drawstring bag.
Jack could hardly believe his ears, but when he opened the bag, instead of gold coins, he found it contained only 5 shriveled beans.
Those beans are magic, said the little man. Plant them, and they'll grow right up to the sky.
And before Jack could say anything, he vanished. And so did the cow. Jack ran back home, wondering what would happen when he planted his magic beans.
You were quick, said his mother when Jack arrived home. How much did you get for the cow?
I struck a wonderful bargain, he said. Look at this. When his mother looked inside the bag, she was furious.
Beans? Beans? You stupid, lazy, good-for-nothing boy! Do you want us to starve?
Jack tried to tell her that the beans were magic, but she would not listen. She flung them out through the window, then beat poor Jack and packed him off to bed without any supper. The next morning, a very hungry Jack woke early. At least, he thought it must be early because the room was so dark. But when he turned over, he saw a huge green plant outside the window with giant leaves pushing through the shutters.
So, the beans were magic ones after all!
Quick as a flash, Jack clambered out through the window and onto the enormous beanstalk. Stopping only to wave goodbye to his astonished mother standing below him, Jack began to scale the giant plant. He climbed and he climbed. He even climbed right through the clouds. Then, suddenly, a long, wide road stretched out in front of him. Jack walked for hours, and just as he was thinking of turning back, he saw a great castle. Tired and hungry, Jack knocked on the towering door. It was opened by a huge woman. She looked down at him, and Jack looked up at her.
Please, could you give me something to eat? He asked. I'm very hungry.
Be off with you. My husband will be back soon, and he eats little boys like you for dinner.
But Jack pleaded with her, and in the end, she let him in and gave him some bread and cheese. He had almost finished when he heard great footsteps thudding along the passage.
Oh dear, cried the giant's wife. It's my husband. Quick, hide in the oven.
Jack just had time to scramble into the oven when the kitchen door flew open and a great big bald-headed giant burst in. He sniffed the air and roared,
Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be alive or be dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread.
No, 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 dear, said his wife calmly. You're mistaken. Now sit down and eat your meal.
When the giant had finished his colossal dinner, he took out a vast box full of bags and sat down to count his money. Peeping out from the oven, Jack caught his breath at the sight of so much gold. Soon, the giant's head began to nod, and he dropped off to sleep. Jack leapt out, threw one of the bags over his shoulder and sprinted out of the castle. He ran all the way along the road, then dropped the bag down onto the ground far below and clambered through the greenery of the beanstalk to his house. For months, Jack and his mother lived very well, but soon only a few gold coins remained. And one day, when his mother went to wake him, she found he had gone back up the beanstalk to find more gold.
Oh, it's you again, is it?
said the giant's wife when she opened the castle door.
The last time you were here, my husband lost a bag of gold.
Really? Replied Jack. How strange.
Perhaps I can help you look for it. I'm small enough to fit into all the nooks and crannies you giants can't reach. So the foolish giant's wife let Jack into the house again, and she even gave him some bread and cheese.
Jack was still pretending to look for the lost gold when he heard the footsteps of the giant coming home. He just had time to dive into the oven when the door burst open, and the giant sniffed the air and roared,
"Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman! Be alive or be heated, I'll grind his bones to make my bread."
"No, no, no, my dear. I think you're mistaken. There's no one here. Now sit down and eat your meal."
The giant held a little white hen in his hand, and when he had finished his meal, he put it on the table.
"Hen, hen, 1, 2, 3, lay a golden egg for me."
And the hen laid the strangest egg Jack had ever seen. It was made of solid gold. The giant chuckled greedily and then nodded off to sleep, clutching the golden egg. Jack sneaked out of the oven, clamped his hand round the hen's neck and sprinted out of the castle, along the road and back down the beanstalk. With the magic hen strutting around their yard, Jack and his mother were rich at last, and they said they would be happy forever. But one morning, when his mother went to wake him, Jack had gone. This time when Jack climbed the beanstalk and reached the castle door, he did not dare to knock, but crept inside while the giant's wife was fetching in the washing. And instead of hiding in the oven, he hid in the washtub. Soon, he heard the footsteps of the giant in the passage, and the door burst open. The giant sniffed the air and roared,
"Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the blood of an Englishman! Be alive or be dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread."
"Surely not," said his wife. "But if you can smell that thieving boy who stole your bag of gold and your hen, he'll be hiding in the oven for sure."
The giant pounced on the oven door. But of course, Jack was not inside.
"No, you really shouldn't upset yourself like that," said the giant's wife. "Now why don't you get out your little harp?"
So the giant did.
"Play,"
he said. And the little harp began to play sweet music. The giant sighed happily, his wife sighed happily, and they both dozed off to sleep in their chairs. Quick as a flash, Jack jumped out of the washtub, snatched up the harp, and ran out of the door. Then suddenly, the harp cried out,
"Master, master, I'm being stolen!"
The giant woke up with a start.
"What? Hey, you, stop! Bring me my axe!"
Jack sprinted down the long road, the giant gaining with every stride, his massive feet pounding and his huge voice roaring for Jack's blood. Jack reached the beanstalk just a few paces ahead of the giant, threw himself into its green mass and slithered down the trunk. The bellowing giant tumbled after him, crashing through the branches, swinging his axe wildly. "Fetch my axe!" Jack shouted to his mother as he reached the ground. Working furiously, Jack chopped away at the stem of the beanstalk as the giant emerged through the clouds. Then, with a creak and a groan, the beanstalk began to fall. It fell right through the roof, through the house, crash, onto the ground. And the giant fell headlong into the vegetable patch with a mighty roar and broke his neck. Then Jack showed his mother the harp and asked it to play sweet music. With the hen that laid the golden eggs and the harp that made such lovely music, Jack and his mother lived happily for the rest of their day.